when you first pick up the harp, it's hard to play clear single notes, but you can still jam along with blues. And if you get somebody who's playing in the key of G, your C harp will work just fine for it. And the reason that it we play cross harp like that is when you draw on a harp, it's that's a G chord. When you blow on it, it's a C chord. So you might as well think of it as a C harp as being a C/G harp, and we're playing it with the draw notes. We're You know, literal Europeans are going to try to play this in the key of C, but who hasn't had any training and doesn't know key of C from anything is going to pick it up and he's going to hear the notes it plays, and not being encumbered by all of this "you should play in the key of C" type stuff. Because as a matter of fact, the harp was originally designed to just basically play, that kind of oompa music. And even Americans were able to play, "O Susanna." That's all straight harp stuff, and it's doesn't take advantage of the fact that if you play this in the key of G instead of the key of C, you get all those nice bends, you get all those nice colors, all the good notes are draw notes, and you get all that tone. When you pick it up, it's almost impossible, because these holes are little, to play single notes. You're going to play when you're trying to play it. Let's take advantage of that. Think of the way a slave would pick this up, or somebody working in the cotton fields in the later 1800s. Their work songs was the music that this person would be used to using, and his influences would be work songs during the day, and anthems and hymns, later form gospel music on Sundays. So he's going to be up there, listening to his friends do a work song. "I'm going to jump down, turn around, pick a bellicot, I'm going to jump down." Something that's rhythmic, and he's going to play along. He's going to... So what we want to do is we want to play blues, and the best thing that we can do is chug along with it. In the beginning, all blues songs start out as 12 bars, and they start out with the tonic. So if they're playing in the key of G, we want to play in the key of G. So we'll just play our G chord, but we'll chug it. We'll add that definition that makes it not just, which is no good. We want to chug it. It's... Listen to Sonny Boy Williamson playing "Help Me." He in the middle of that, he just starts going, playing these chugs. Sound really good. So we have to play chugs along too. So you play a rhythmic chug. Blues is four beats to a measure, but it is going to have a staggered rhythm that makes it almost a three inside of four. So this is the shuffle, the typical blues shuffle. So we're going to try to... do that little burst there and try to imitate that shuffle noise. What will happen is after a couple of bars of that, they'll change into the four chord, which is, by the way, is C. So what do? It's a C harp. We know the blow notes are C. We can play a four chord too. It's... We go back to the one chord and we play our draws. What happens when at the end there's this turnaround thing in blues where they'll go a few bars to the tonic, a few bars to the four chord, back to the one chord, the tonic, and then they'll play the turnaround, they'll go to the five chord. Now there's no five chord. Five chord is the key of D on this, which is not useful to us as for chord playing. So you could just go back and play the one chord in that, because it goes well together with that, the G goes well with that D. But if you really want to get fancy, you can try your single note stuff. Now, and I know at the beginning it's hard to play single notes, but the easiest single note to play is the one hole. Now, the way you do this is you don't pucker your lips. You don't try to make your lips the same size as the hole. What you do is just relax and let your lips naturally cover over the holes on either side. Your lips can be much bigger than the hole itself because the lips only have to go to the post. And if you're doing it way over to the left side, and you're only playing that one hole draw, you don't have to worry about the holes on the left. So this is a good place to start. So move over till you can get that one hole draw clean. And we can play our turnaround. We'll play that hole happens to be, and if this is a C harp, the one hole draw is a D. What's the D? The D is the 5 chord, which is part of the turnaround. So it's... We can play that exactly like that, because that's the way they always do it. It's... Play it again, blowing. That's the C, so it's... 5-5-5-5-5-5-4-4-4-4-4-4. And then we go back to playing our 12-bar blues. You hear me breathing? You can't draw on the harp all the time, so you have to draw. So I'm going, playing that rhythmic stuff, but I gotta breathe. So I breathe through the harp. The harp's the only instrument that you actually breathe through. And the funny thing, it's like almost as if it was designed this way, the music. I don't know whether the music shaped the way we play or the way we play shaped the music. But when you run out of air and you blow on an off note, you know, it's not like part of the rhythmic note, it's like in between the rhythmic notes, that blow seems to fit in with the music. So when you're playing and you run out of air and you gotta go, those little notes that when you play with the blow in order to get your breath sound really good. So don't worry about blowing when you think you should be drawing. It all works out, and the weird thing is that it works out for the best. When it's time to get your breath, and it'll sound good. The draw notes are going to sound good, and I know that in between I can play a few blow notes. So now I can get fancy. I just stick the harp in my mouth and start blowing, man. And now you just, this is, you know, it's going to serve you forever. Because even when you start learning to play, this stuff is sounds good. I mean, that's the cool thing about the harp. You really can't play any bad notes. They're not there. I mean, yeah, you can sound like a dead cow. You can lose your tone and stuff like that, you know, and not play at the right time. But if you got a good sense of rhythm and just playing along, you'll always sound cool. That's why harp is so easy. That's why it's so seductive. Pretty soon, you're going to have 30 or 40 different harps at $20 each. And maybe 5 different amplifiers at $1,000 each, and you know, maybe 5 or 6 fancy microphones at $200 each. You know, this cheap little 10-cent toy is going to grow on you.